Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Bailey Johnston. As you may have heard, River Action's alley behind the office is now a permeable alley. This alley is the first in Davenport and is a great aid with managing stormwater as there is now less runoff. An interesting find during construction were all the bricks that were underneath the asphalt. These bricks are Purington pavers and were once among the most produced bricks in the world. These famous bricks have quite an interesting history and local connection. Along the CB and Q Railroad near I-74 in Galesburg, Illinois, Purington Brickyard set up shop in May of 1890. This location was ideal as being next to the railroad allowed for efficient transportation of the pavers. It wasn't long before their business took off as the pavers provided a great solution for the muddy Midwest roads in the spring and fall. The pavers also eliminated dust, which in turn made cities healthier and cleaner. Within 40 years, Galesburg alone paved over 60 miles of streets. At the peak of business, there were 800 employees that were producing up to 140,000 bricks a day. After just 5 years of business, they became a leading manufacturer of paving and building bricks. Over 75 million bricks per year left Galesburg and were used all around the country and world. When their largest order for 22 million building bricks came in, it only took 146 days to fill the order. Each day, 7 to 8 train cars were filled and shipped. In some instances, the bricks were still cooling during the shipping process. The making of bricks made them unique as well. They were made from Knox County blue clay shale. Making the bricks was hard work. The clay was dug up from the ground, mixed and crushed, and flux was added, which promotes fusion. The pavers were then shaped and molded into their classic shape and topped with the imprint Purington Paver before being sent to the kiln. As asphalt and concrete became more popular, pavers began to lose their market. Nowadays, you can see these pavers peeking out from under the asphalt that was laid on top of the original streets. Even though the paver production stopped in 1949, the impact the pavers made is still apparent. They paved the way for the streets we use daily.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.